Yo, I'm hosting tonight. No Simster, Money Mike here. We talk about Bronny, NCAA, Lakers. Let's go.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Hey, Money Mike here. Y'all see Money Mike here. Hey, still got Simpson in here today, but we got a very, very special guest over here. I'm so happy to have her back. But hey, I'm gonna start with Stat Pat.
Been a minute.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, man. Basketball fever.
Man, for real.
It's basketball fever. We got collegiate and amateur rank, so it's going down.
For real. That NIL is crazy too.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but hey, look, we got a special guest, friend of family. We've been missing her, man. Like, hey, I'm happy to have her back. You need to come back more often. We got Andrea. How you been, man? We miss you. We love you.
I miss you guys, and I love you guys, too. I've been good, man. You know, NCAA, men and women been good.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers been looking the same old.
Right. Ain't nothing changed.
Good God. It's the same story, different year, dog.
Yeah. Well, we know why it's the same story, right? I'm just saying, but we're gonna talk more about that. Hey, let's get into this women's and men tournament NCAA. The women got $18 million. The men got $14 million.
I watched viewers.
I'm talking about viewers. I watched the men's tournament. I caught it at the second half. I literally made sure I was at home at 11 o'clock. I ordered me some pizza. I went and grabbed it. I had everything ready. The pizza was there. I was eating my first slice right at tip off. Hey, which one of y'all were more excited for, the women or the men tournament?
Me personally, I like them both, but this is the first time I've been like ecstatic for the women. Like every game, there was a name. Every game was exhilarating from tip off to closing seconds. Like, I truly enjoyed every flipping piece of NCAA women this year. It was insane.
Yeah. But you know what? I also told them to say that what was great about it for me is it was women all over being highlighted. Like, even the boy from Chinde, Andrea, you know, they're calling, you know, doing the commentary there. And then you look at the court with all the games. It was just a perfect mix. I love the intentionalness that they put behind the women's sports. What do you think, Pat?
No, I feel that. One thing I loved about the this whole women resurgent, I would say, in basketball.
Man, that's a good one.
Is that, like, I was actually, and this is me, just coming out of, just from me being a male and, you know, looking at the basketball and, you know, and just, you know, you have your snide remarks. They could dunk, maybe we want, you know, stuff like that. But then it's like, now you're looking at, this is crazy. Like, I'm like you. I got my pizza. I'm buying beer for this game.
Same thing.
I'm buying beer for this game.
Listen, I had endless tequila.
Do you know what I'm saying? This is feeling like a playoff game.
It was.
And I'm thinking, like, for women, college basketball? I'm just saying, something's going on. It's like, we got lightning in the bottle. I hope they don't mess this up, because if the power
that
be.
Well, how can we? We got Juju following suit as a freshman. Where are we going?
We got so much talent coming in.
I think we more talented than the men, and I stand by that hot take right now.
I would say so.
I
would say so.
I stand by it.
I feel that, because I only knew what the NC State player, what's that dude's name?
Big boy, Burns?
DJ?
Burns.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, like, the Purdue cat. I don't
Zach
really
Edey.
Do names.
Zach Edey.
You know what I'm saying?
Braden Smith. Listen, let's talk about Purdue. They had two men playing 2-on-5.
It was
that
2-on-5.
That game was ridiculous.
It was 2-on-5.
Oh, my God.
So it was a better game for the women then, right? Like, that was back and forth. We love, you know.
Insanely good.
Yes, it was good.
Yeah.
Insanely good.
Yeah,
like,
so,
I was a fan.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about, like, just like Andre was saying earlier, the narratives, like, every from the Sweet 16 on to the finals, it was always, and let's be honest, I mean, Caitlin Clark was driving that narrative, right? It was right. Her, whoever she's matched up with. She's matched up with
Paige.
Okay,
I'm tired of the Caitlin bus. I'm telling you right now. Go ahead.
What I'm saying, we're, I think we're all fatigued. I think we're good.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some things. South Carolina won a championship, but we can't stop talking about Caitlin Clark. Yeah. I don't like that. But anyway.
I want to talk about that, too.
What I'm saying? It was like we had Paige against Juju. And then we got Caitlin Clark, you know, like, Paige. And then it was like, I don't know if you'll know that movie back in the day, Bloodsport.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, ching. It was like, all of a sudden, we're like,
oh, no.
And it was just felt like, damn, we can't believe we got another one.
No, listen.
It was crazy.
You know, when they were putting together that bracket, they knew exactly what they were doing.
Oh, the committee was cooking.
They was like, look.
Man, there was some crucial calls missed, too. I'm not even going to mention that, though. Because they robbed UCLA.
They robbed UConn.
Okay? They robbed UConn. Yeah. Like, come on. And let's be honest. Basketball, the NCAA for women brings in a lot of viewership, like we discussed, and revenue, dude. Mm. They're so good.
Yeah.
However, this whole movement of Caitlin had me exhausted because I was like, I don't think people remember Paige before she got injured. And I think that's she reminded us this year. That girl fills up she could score. She see the floor. She rebound. She passed like none other.
Yeah.
And we over here stuck on Caitlin shooting from half court. Is this the Steph Curry effect?
That's what we're doing?
It is that. What are we doing?
I think that is the perfect way to put it because it's definitely
man.
That.
But see, you know, the thing about it is, and I talk about it all the time, like when we see different players and have people have a certain love for players, it's all about marketing and it's very intentional. Like even when they lost, I don't know if you guys saw CNN have a picture of Iowa with Caitlin Clark talking about South Carolina won, right? Like, and then they had to go change
kind of like what they do with LeBron.
So, right. So, yes. But see, it really was, and the narrative that came out was that Caitlin Clark lost versus South Carolina won.
Right.
And that really bothered
undefeated,
me.
Mind you.
Right. And not only, listen, here's the thing.
Listen, in a commanding win.
So, hold on. So, here's the thing that you
go. Let's sneeze on that.
Here's the thing that people, like, literally are not even realizing or recognizing what happened. Number one, they went undefeated last year. They lost all five starters.
Came back and won again with new starters.
Right? And went on to win the championship.
Can we talk about Dawn Staley?
Dawn Staley.
Come on.
Well, we got to talk about Dawn Staley. Dawn Staley has three championships in five years. She has three championships in 5 years. She is, we all know she's African American, and all we're doing is talking about Caitlin Clark. That to me is very unfair because you talk about Geno. And you talk about Liz, she's on that list. She has three championships, and there's only four coaches that have three or more championships, and Dawn Staley's one of them.
Can we talk about the reality check that's about to hit Caitlin Clark, though?
Yeah.
I think that we've watched some exciting offense from her. It gives us the Steph effect, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like if you compare the beginning of Steph's career, he struggled.
Yeah.
His ankles were broken a few times.
Right. Yeah.
I think that Caitlin's going to be in for a rude awakening. I'm a very big fan of her offensively, but when you don't have both sides of the ball, we can observe weaknesses. I think we need to focus on, come on, man. Like, those players, we got Angel Reese, who plays both sides of the ball so well, dude.
Yep.
Come on to the Sparks. Angel, if you're listening, come to the Sparks. Okay? Come to the Sparks. Yeah. Like, we'll take care of you.
We would definitely take care. We need that. We need you.
Sparks number two. Come on, y'all. You know, come on, y'all. Y'all pick her number because you already know.
Man, please.
Caitlin's going, so we just need.
We got the pick of the litter, man. We got who we want.
We got two and four.
Then we could. Can we go to South Carolina again?
I'm saying, why not?
But
can we?
I mean, Cardoso.
Can we?
Why can't we get Cardoso?
Why not?
I think it's a smart move.
Why not?
I do.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you really think about if the top five, if we could get two of the top five, we're good.
Well, we good. We have two and we are going to.
It's insane.
So we're good. Like, we're good. I mean, and yes, we can nitpick on whoever the two are, but whoever the two are.
We gotta get it right.
It's insane.
It's gonna be good.
It's insane.
We back. No, but how can we get it? So the thing is, how can we get it wrong?
Yeah, can we still
because who are the players we're talking about here?
Yeah. I don't think we can get it wrong though.
If you're talking about we chose Cameron over Angel, well, you really? I mean, Cameron, really?
Yeah.
We still win. We win. We still winning. And then we said we didn't get Cardoso. We get Angel Reese. We went in, bro. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's not like whoever the two that we get, because if you do Brink and Cardoso, you still winning.
At least we have one entertainment LA
team.
Hey,
am I crazy? Am I crazy to say that I want Cardoso and Reese, though?
No, you're not crazy. I'm just saying.
Could you imagine Azeray there? You know, because we already got Azeray Seed. We got Zion Cook. And then we got Cordoso.
And then we're looking at the aces, and we're coming for the aces.
But the rule of the draft is you just pick the best out of the draft. You worry about pieces later.
BPA.
You worry about it fitting later.
That's what I'm saying.
Just
BPA.
Pick the best.
BPA.
Man. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm excited. The draft is going to be on the 15th, and that's Monday. We're excited for that. That it's going to be really, really amazing about, you know.
But do you hear how we're talking?
Yeah, we're talking about.
You feel what I'm talking about? Like,
I am excited.
We are talking about.
When have we ever been like
WNBA
this?
WNBA draft over the NFL draft right now.
Oh, you're right.
We've never been in this. This is why I said.
There's a combine going on right now.
But we're gearing up for the draft.
Right.
But the WNBA, they're on this trajectory right now, I think. And they needed it, you know? Because in order for you to bring money in, now your viewership's going up. That means sponsorships go up. They need this.
But here's my question, though, because I think definitely from the women's game in college, there was an intentionalness going to promote that. Is the WNBA going to promote the same way? They know how to do it. They know how to do marketing.
Are they going to be very intentional?
I think the marketing in college is different than the WNBA marketing.
Yeah, but they need to though. I agree. You see what's happening. Marketing
takes money. Does the WNBA have any?
The first thing that you have to do is make the games more available to see. Put them on ESPN. You know, work on getting a TNT contract.
But this all sounds like money.
Yeah, that we don't
have. We know the answers, but we need the money to help us.
No, listen, that's what it is. No, we ain't asking for what's the NBA contract, like a $500 million deal.
Of course, you're not going to get that.
$10 million. Can y'all give us a $10 million deal to play the WNBA?
And I'm thinking,
WNBA.
Okay, so let's.
You know what I mean?
So are we understanding we're talking about business at this point, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that have been doing this a long time, longer than we're talking about it now. What I'm saying is they're forecasters, and I bet you there's people looking at the wave of, because all of these players, because Paige, if she don't come out this year, she'll come out next year. Juju's going to come out another year after that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're coming. They're not just going to stop coming.
Yeah.
The star power is still coming. So we are not, this is not just like the 2004 or the 1996 or the 84 draft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, okay, this is the, yeah, it will probably be that when you look back in history. But we do still have box office players still in the college ranks that is still going to drive the WNBA forward. Now, look, we got Caitlin Clark fatigue. But we need to use this girl to get this money.
I'm going to say the unpopular thing,
because I know y'all not going to say it, but as a woman, I'm going to say it, right?
Yeah.
This is the most attractive I've seen the WNBA coming into.
Can I say that? 100%.
Wait a minute. Let me just go there. Can I go there? I'm not mad.
You can do that. That's why I said I'll do it.
Because I know y'all won't.
My thing is,
they're marketable. You know, you got Fashion Nova. You got the Instagram
influencers. I mean, Angel Reese did Vogue. She released
Vogue.
Yeah.
This is how you bring money in. This is how you create.
100%.
It, yes. Like, this is how you do it.
This is how you do it.
And if the women can capitalize on doing this now, because y'all lookers now, like, it's a lot of baddies here, there, and everywhere now.
It is. We're going to come. But you know what? But what's crazy about it?
Look like, okay.
But one thing that we...
like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not like the ones where they try to be like, you know, they want to make you forced. They want to force the pretty on you.
Right.
Like, they're pretty enough. Like, you know, they're like, some this of these women different. Are coming here, they're fine.
Right.
Like, straight up. Right. Like, you know, like,
but you know what? Here's the thing that we're really not even talking about. Like, we're talking about everybody that's coming into the league. But they now people are going to get introduced to Asia. They're going to get reintroduced to Inescu. Like, there's some beasts in the league right now.
Already.
That people are going to be watching these rookies coming in and be like, oh, wait a minute.
Because,
you know what I mean?
We being real, though. I'm looking at Caitlin Clark, and I was thinking, like, how much different is she is to Sabrina? Like, how much different
Sabrina's
is she?
Better.
So, that's what I'm saying. How much different? And that's
did we just ask that question?
But you know what I'm saying? But we're talking about comparables, right? We're just talking about
their
game. Like, how much better is she? She's not that much better. It's like, I've seen this game before.
Yeah.
I've seen
Sabrina's better.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
so I'm not wowed by her game, because I've already seen somebody do this. And let's be real, let me be partial. I'm a Laker fan. I like the Kobe effect. You know, I like that little connection she got with Kobe.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, okay, Kobe put the stamp of approval. It's like, now that's why we are right behind her. Where it's like, and she already went toe-to-toe with
but
Steph.
She's already proven that she can get her shot off in
the
WNBA.
Right.
But I'm worried about Caitlin getting her shot off. I'm worried.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be different.
I'm worried.
One thing that we did see is that the Connecticut scheme was amazing.
She don't even like physicality, dude.
Right.
As soon as you...
You know what I'm saying? The South Carolina scheme was amazing against her. So they once you play defense and you shut out, they realize that she only... They forced her to the left. She wouldn't go get her
shot.
And
she was shooting from half court, just launching, because
that's where her space was. And then it was stepping.
Yo,
right.
Because she was scared once she passed half court, that defense was coming to guard you. She was let me chuck from here.
Look, scouting report says she does not have a 15-foot jumper. Does not.
That's not good either.
She does not have a 15-foot jumper.
It's all threes.
It's all threes. So once you force her inside the paint, she can't pull them.
Stay on that hip.
That's what I'm saying. So
basically, stay on that hip and run her off that three.
But it's also the same. Like, Zach Edey, I don't know if anybody was watching Purdue.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Purdue. You know, you did well. You upset me, but it's okay. But Zach Edey has no right.
None.
He goes to the left and straight into the sky hook. Like, every single play.
Yeah.
And Klingon was in his hip the whole time.
Yeah. Right.
Outside of him and Braden, nobody else came to play. It was just like.
I mean, that's just what it is.
Man,
when you see him play, Edey, and you see, like, because, yes, was he balling in the first, like, 5-6 minutes of that game?
Yeah.
Well, he looked like he was just taking it, you know, taking it to UConn, the team that basically they were the underdogs, and we're going to be like, he's an unstoppable force.
You sound like you're talking about dominance.
What I was saying, initially, it kind of looked like that. But then I started looking at his game, and then you start seeing how they were guarding him. Literally was like, I'm going to put my whole body on your left shoulder. Because I know you have no right. Like, you don't have a drop step. I'm not even worried. He did it one time in the game. I think he did it twice in the game.
Yeah.
He should have been working that drop step all day to the point that he was going to be so tired of the drop step, this hook is about to come back and kill you.
But
what
he was probably tired. That's a big boy. And they only had two weapons. Let's be honest.
And he don't have no step back. Like,
bruh, it was bad.
And so if you see him in the pros, I just take him and I just put him in the pros. I look at it, I'm like, oh, God. They're about to eat your lunch. Like, you can't have that game in the pros. Like,
he might be the number one pick, though.
Edey?
He might.
It's a down year.
Let's see what happens.
We down bad. If he number one pick in the draft, we down bad. I mean, because think about it.
Speaking of the number one pick in the draft.
Wimby is laughing at that. We bringing you in?
Hey,
that's your competition.
Shout out to Wimby. Homie looks great.
Shout out to Wimby. I thought Scoop was going to be the man.
No, sir. No. He is one fingertip from being in the G League, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's my bad. I missed that.
And I'm going to say right now, shout out to Nike for nailing that logo. Have y'all seen the Wimby logo?
No, I haven't seen it.
Fire.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm about to
it's
look it up.
It's fire.
It is, yo, so good. It is so good.
But
bro.
Wemby is winning. Isn't dude. He like isn't he like a the face of Louis Vuitton too? Dude, like he's
yeah.
winning.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, he's different.
Like, good guy.
Like, he's different. Dude, he's like the French was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Like he's bro, in-house.
Man, he's amazing.
Like, why would Chanel might come up to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be like, is he gonna have that kind of like range? And So you know they're going to give Rudy Gobert the Defensive Player of the Year award. It's stupid because AD even have numbers better than him. But you know who have the best numbers
right.
is Wemby.
Yeah.
But they're going to have
they
the
rookie.
They're
going to give him the rookie of the year.
They're going to do that rookie shit, right? They're going to give him the rookie of the year.
And then next
and you'll
year.
Be happy.
Then next
but that
year.
Second year, yeah. he's going to be MVP running.
Right.
He's going to be Defensive Player.
But why
he
does it have
right
to
there.
Be that?
But that's,
I mean,
you know
that's
how that goes.
That's
it should be that way, but you know how it is.
I'm going to say it the same time I say all the time. For me, Rudy Gobert is very overrated.
He's very
okay?
Very overrated.
Like, I'm just still trying to find out, like, where's your game? Where's your game? Outside of rebounding, you know, and if that's what you do well, you should be averaging 15 to 16 boards a game.
At least.
And you need to be averaging 2 to 3 blocks.
At least.
Well,
like if you're only getting, like, if you're not getting anything more than 15, like if you're getting less than 15 points, that means you're not concentrating.
Andre Drummond getting more than you per minute.
Drummond.
Hello?
You feel me?
Yeah.
Hey, but look, you know, we're transitioning over to the NBA, so, and we talk about draft picks. Let me say who I know ain't going to be a number one draft pick.
Lord.
You know what I mean? And I am not.
That
I am not throwing no shade.
That transfer
I'm just
portal.
Giving my opinion on who I think is not going to be a number one draft pick, and his name is Bronny James. Hey, this guy entered the portal, and hold on, explain to me what he's doing. What is the advice that is happening? How do you enter the portal and enter into draft at the same time, you know, to see who wants you? And if what happens if neither one wants you?
This is
like, what happens if you get undrafted and nobody gets you out the portal? Then where does he go? What do you think?
I will tell you right now, if that ever happened, the Lakers are licking their chops.
It's the best business move that has ever happened. I don't know if anybody understands. Bronny is not an NBA player right now. I don't care who tried to tell anybody.
Wait, say that again. Put that on
Bronny James Jr.
Hit him with the old side by,
is not an NBA player right now. I don't care who said he's an NBA defender right now. What defense are we playing? The last time I checked, we were scoring games are 150 to 145, 132 to 129. And if he's 6'3 with this body structure and you not even the best player on your USC team, you weren't even the best player at Sierra Canyon. Everywhere you go,
we knew that. Yeah.
You are Robin Jr. everywhere. So the fact that you feel like you are going to be able to last in the NBA, shout out to your father, because that's the reason why this is at your fingertips.
Shout out Rich
Paul. Will always support, you know, I love that he's such a good dad. He supports, but you are a way better gamer, Bronny, than you are a basketball player. I think we should go that route.
Yeah, hey, so step back.
I asked you
this off air, man. You know, I'm going to ask you on air too, so that way I get the official.
Okay.
So we are season ticket holders for the South Bay Lakers.
Yes. Shout out
to Bronny's are you going to renew? Because if, you know, when he does not get drafted, and he, you know, he's going to be a South Bay Laker, are you going to renew the watch?
Yeah, I got to do that. Why not? I mean, that's the reason why you do it, right? We were renewing tickets to try to find the next Caruso.
Scottie Pippen Jr. was
we were looking for the
year.
Next Caruso. We were like, okay, maybe we could see the next Caruso.
Yeah.
If we got Bronny James, it's going to be like a packed house.
But what if he don't start? Do you think he'll start the G League?
He not going to the G League either. Dude. Are y'all?
Yes, I'm just trying to find a place for him.
Listen,
has to get in somehow.
Bronny needs to. No.
So Bronny, Dwayne Wade's son. What's Dwayne Wade's son?
Zaire.
They, you know.
He not even he good in, as him.
He,
no.
So you saying that Zaire is better than Bronny?
Listen, all the NBA players' sons, all the NBA players is better. Shout out Trevor Ariza's son. Shout out Gilbert Arenas' son. They all good. Bronny needs to stay in college, preferably in HBCU, where you might be the best player on the team, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Lately.
Why not?
Is anybody?
It would be great for business for an HBCU. Am I wrong?
Is anybody going to get him out the portal? And first of all, why is he going into the portal? Because I think, in my opinion, that Eric Musselman is the better coach than Enfield. I mean, what do you guys think?
He's not going to shine there, sir.
No, but I'm just saying, like, are you leaving because of the coach? Why is he going into the portal? Is he?
I think because
he's not going to shine there with the talents that he has. So he thinks, right? He's not going to shine at SC.
The lights. He's not. True. The lights are also there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He is in LA. So you know, like we were making fun, like, is he going to ever get 20 points in a game?
He, that dude never did.
You know what I'm saying? We counted his points. They not going to do that
did
to him.
Did he score 20 all season?
Never.
No, I'm playing. I'm
Mississippi
playing.
State, he never did.
You know, Mississippi
I think
State,
the highest
they'll go
score
ahead and, like, they'll stall him out. You know what I'm saying? If he goes to, as you were saying, like, you know, HBCU, like a North
but
Carolina
at least he can start at HBCU, but I don't think he can start any
But that's what I'm
team.
Saying. Right now, that wave, y'all think I'm playing, but it might be a good business move to
Jackson
do.
Jackson State?
Shout out. Yes, man. You know, like, right now, to go to HBCU, it helps both of you guys. Mm-hmm. You can go there. You can be the number one option. You can get your expertise. You can get your knowledge. That's one of the things about him that I think is one of his advantages. I think that he's a great X's and O mind.
Yeah.
Bronny is. He knows the game.
Coach. You're going to be a great coach.
Luke Walton-esque? Hello? But nonetheless, for me, I think that going to an HBCU, you're helping the school and you're helping yourself. You're going to sell tickets. They're going to get all types of people donating money. Yeah. You're going to be able to build the school and build yourself at the same time. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
It's a good path. But, you know, but the thing is, we got to understand, like, the person that's pulling the strings is Pops. And Pops is going, by hell or high, you know, come hell or high water, is going to play with his son in the NBA at least one season. And so these moves are not, first of all, they're not natural to his development. He just came. If we're going to use his heart surgery thing to, you know, as an excuse, then why aren't we pushing this kid and letting him just have another year of, like, but the thing is, his dad is on borrowed time. So we need to make this shit happen.
Speaking
right
of borrowed
now.
Time, you on the Lakers for, like, the fifth year, you feel me? We steadily playing playground ball at the 9th and 10th seed, yo. It's time. This relationship that you have with my Lakers,
okay,
bless your heart, it's done now. Like, I feel like we need to go into a different direction. You've done well. I'm happy, you know, for the time spent. How about this? It's me. It's not you.
Not the king.
It's time to break up.
I love it.
You feel me?
Andrea wanted to
free some cap space.
Hey, you know, and that's music to your ears.
Man, I love it because, I mean, it's something I've been calling for, like, often because, you know, when I see certain things, like All-Star break, I was pissed off because, you know, he didn't play the game before the All-Star because his ankle was hurting. And then he played the All-Star game because he had to, you know, play the most All-Star games in NBA history. And then the game right after the All-Star game,
all about
he decided
accolades.
Not to play.
He's all so, about accolades and awards. That's it.
Yeah, right, yeah, and that's always been my complaint about it. And somebody over here talks about calling me a hater.
You were. At the time, you were.
But is what I was saying now true?
Right now, we're in the fifth year. Context is very important. You didn't want him to be here in the first place.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I didn't.
Exactly. So you
but
were.
But was I right 3 years ago?
No. You were biased in that moment. Now, we've given him time. He got us a ring within the 5 years, right? Now, I feel like with the talent that's in the league, we can get us somebody far younger, more talented, and can pair with all these. Shout out Rob Pelinka for putting these pieces together because the supporting cast, Rui looks great.
Yes.
Austin is growing great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got pieces. You throw another superstar point guard in there that's 29, 30, that got some, you know, miles under his belt, that knows what he's doing, has some playoff experience. We're back in the hunt again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, I agree, but I feel like we need to set LeBron down because we're actually playing better with them. As long as AD decides that he wants Dude, AD, can you put some goggles on, man? Some safety glasses, or something?
What y'all gonna do? You know what I mean?
Like, we need you here. You actually have been available. We appreciate everything you're doing. We need you in the playoffs, though. Can you get some goggles?
And he'll be there. 100%. And he will be there. He's been the most consistent. And let's talk about his numbers. Since we want to, you know, be hard on him, you know,
we
let's
just
talk
said
about
put some goggles on, girl.
No, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Just said put some goggles
he don't need no goggles. No, he don't need goggles. First and foremost, his trademark is his eyebrows. Let the eyebrows shine, Doug. Let the eyebrows shine. He's perfectly fine. Call the fouls when they need to be called, and let's move this thing along.
It's ridiculous. No. Hey, he needs. They need to make some custom goggles for him.
Oh, my God.
You know, make it long. Make the eyebrow attach. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's ridiculous.
They can do that. He got enough money to market the same thing.
That's
man.
Ridiculous.
That would look like Red Fox and Harlem
Man,
Knights.
Listen. Hey, look. How many times, listen, you guys, I mean, we really can't get into how much of hip-hop head we are, but how much stuff have we seen ugly that everybody did? When Chris Cross was wearing clothes inside out, we were like, why are they wearing inside out clothes? And then everybody started wearing inside out, backwards, you know, all that type of stuff. Listen, this dude,
color.
You know, cross colors, man. I had the ugliest pair of jeans, you know, the black jeans in the front. They were black in the front,
Lord.
Red in the back.
So
we
ugly.
Wore those, though, right? Because it was cool and it was hip-hop culture. This
speaking of
we were
cool.
bright, everything. Now, listen, if this dude could make some goggles, attach it to the eyebrows, listen, I'll wear some. I wear glasses all the time. I'll put them on. They be the ADs. Hey y'all.
Wear a mask.
I got the ADs.
Wear a mask.
I got the ADs.
Speaking of ugly, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, did anybody catch J. Cole and Kendrick?
Oh, we can't. Dude, listen. First of all, look. I don't even understand why you brought that up, because we don't even have enough time.
Hurts my soul.
To dissect this, but it is unheard of.
Unprecedented.
Let me just say, the world. I've been complaining about StatPat. You know, I've been complaining about how soft the world is in general, about everybody's a winner and everybody's great.
Oh, it's bad.
And it's okay. And
it's
you know,
bad.
Don't give them the MVP trophy because my kid's going to start crying and he didn't get one. You know, we go through all this stuff. Like, I had a coach at the first thing that dude said, hey, it doesn't matter if you win or lose.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if you have fun. And then that dude going to turn around and say, by the way, I need an assistant coach. And I said, hey, winning is fun. So you don't want me because that's what's fun, right? You know what I mean? Beating the other team and watching their heart and soul with sad faces is fun. Now,
Not seeing your kid happy.
Seeing them taking their soul out.
Losing by 50.
We did that. Listen,
but I had fun.
We did that. Like, it was an undefeated team. It was a soccer game. They were undefeated. They never lost. And we took their soul from them. We saw them be in a position they never was in. And I loved it. And they were 10 years old. Now, back in the day.
And
now,
they were 10 years old.
They were
10
years old. And I loved it. Because I saw them come and be in a position and lose. Now, let me just say this, because I'm going to give you the full story.
You cold, bro.
We met them in the finals. We met them in the finals, and they came back and beat us. That's what I love about them.
There you go.
They came back and beat us. But that moment, that game that we won.
Thrill of victory,
man,
the agony of defeat.
We felt both of it. And that's what it is, because that's really what life is. How can we get to apologies for dissing somebody?
We're literally moving backwards, man. This is crazy.
What are we doing? Now, we cannot be no longer lyrically, because it was what he said was lyrically creative. We had Tupac say,
Yep.
He was lyrically creative on one line. And he's publicly apologizing. What is the state of hip hop?
Listen, this is like, yo, this is so bad.
Yeah.
In the 90s, this would have never happened.
Oh, yeah.
Never. I actually had to listen, and I'm a K-Dot fan, dude. Yep. You can't tell me nothing about K-Dot, especially being from L.A. But J. Cole, like, I'm like, you came off, and I'm not even going to hold you. That man spit. I'm not even going
to
lie.
That's what I'm saying.
He spit. And I had to take one to the chest because I was like, yo, he came for it. But then you backtrack.
That's what it was.
And you get at your own festival and apologize?
Dude, it was weird. It was
yo,
weird
why
movie.
Are we here?
It's weird movie.
Why are we here?
Yeah, it's a weird movie because I'm like you. I'm a K-Dot fan, so I'm thinking like, yeah, King Kong came around and shut the whole rap game down saying that it's bitch just big me. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about, like I said, we can talk about this for an hour because the track itself, like that, is hard. Shout out to the old heads that recognized that was Everlasting Bass, you know, sample. No, that mm-hmm. was a sample. No, that's from, shout out to Rodney O and Joe Cooley, all right?
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we heard that. I'm looking at the old head of me like, oh, my God, I can't believe that song. Hooked up Metro Boomin, hooked up the beat up. You know, K-Dot came on there and did his thing. And I'm thinking like, yeah, he came, and I gotta look. I'm gonna tell you what I think the difference is between like J. Cole and Kendrick, and it finally hit me because, like Andrea was saying, when I heard this mixtape by J. Cole, lyrically,
mm-hmm.
he hot right now.
He is.
He hot right now. Lyrically, the way he could put words together, the way he can kind of like get you on a ride, how he riding the beat, like he's in his bag right now. So what I was thinking, like, okay, Kendrick, you said what you said, but now your follow-up gotta be on lyrically on par with this. So I'm thinking for myself, because I've heard Kendrick spit, but I mean, I'm gonna be real. I mean, you know, Mr. Morale in the Big Steppers wasn't my favorite album. You know, he had good songs on it, but he wasn't like he was with Damn or when he was Pimp a Butterfly or Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. His lyrics wasn't like that.
I can
that.
Agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like that. Good album, yes. But was they, like, he wasn't pushing the bar. You know, when Damn came out, he hit you with DNA, Element, you know what I'm saying, Fear. He started hit you with, like, you were like, Damn, Loyalty. Like, it was just hit after hit after hit. So, but when this album came out, J. Cole really put himself, I thought, up there where we now got to catch it and make it sound like him, or else he is that, lyrically, that person. But when it comes to Kendrick Lamar, and this is where I figured out, it's not just the lyrics and the way he put words together, it's the conviction. Is how he say his words.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not, I hate to say this, I know he heard this analogy before, it's Pac-esque, if we be in a buck. Because when Pac said a thing, yes, he wasn't really rhyming for rhyme with Biggie, but when he said something, you felt that shit.
Right.
You saw when you
and
felt
it commanded
Pac,
you to
and
listen.
It made you listen. Mm-hmm. That's why everybody was tripping off this verse by Kendrick.
Right.
Because it was simplistic, and when we talk about the bars, but it was like, damn. Like, it was like a sledgehammer. Like, mm-hmm. J. Cole is death by a thousand cuts. Kendrick is a sledgehammer. When right. he's saying it, it's like he hitting you. And that's why I like him, because I feel him more. But, you know what I'm saying? But lyrically, you didn't have to fold J. Cole. And first of all, why you folded when Drake ain't even respond yet? Why you folding now? Let him respond. Drake is like, what is going on?
It speaks to our society, though. Like, we don't stick with nothing. Like, we fold. Everybody's a winner. We want to take everybody with us. It speaks to the time.
Bruh.
It does.
It's crazy.
I'm so displeased. Dude. I was like, come on, Cole, man. I literally was in my... I couldn't say it out loud because I was like, I'm a K-Dot fan. Nobody going to hear me say this. I was in my room like, this dude's spit.
Yeah, it's hot. Ooh, hot venom, dude. Venom.
Ooh.
Just,
and then like, the apology came. I was like, bro, come on.
Now the K-Dot and J. Cole fan of me is like, okay, maybe y'all can get that joint album? Maybe we can do the album, because that's what it was like.
But
that's the album.
Cause you can't, I was like, man. Don't do that.
Do the album.
Let me ask
do
you.
The album.
What can make this better, though? To me, what can make it better
Kendrick, don't diss him. Kendrick, don't diss him. Don't diss him.
Why?
Yes. Kendrick, don't do that. Don't do
yes,
that.
Yes, you do.
We needed this.
That's that.
No, yes, you do.
We needed this.
We need Kendrick.
After an apology, he is not that guy, though.
So when you got into it with a bully on the schoolyard,
he is not that guy.
And he punked you. And you gonna go over there and say, you know what, I'm sorry, maybe I just don't want to fight you. The bully gonna sock you anyway.
Dude.
Okay? He is. You can't go and apologize.
Bruh.
Period.
Bruh, dude.
K-Dot, come with the response, please. Don't take 6 months.
Kendrick,
don't take 6 months.
We waiting on Drake.
Come now.
Don't say nothing.
No.
We waiting on Drake.
Whatever.
No, it's Drake's move. We know it's Drake's move.
No.
We know it's Drake's move.
Well,
so Drake has to do so. Drake is... 95% of the dissing was to Drake, 5% to Cole. Cole then responds to that 5%.
Respectfully, I don't want to hear Drake.
But he has to. He's saying he's the big fish. He's saying he's the big fish. Then you got to, somebody, he just called you, though. He said, bump. Straight up, dude. He called that dude a bum.
Man, listen.
If he ain't on the studio right now, what is going on?
Look, I mean, here's my thing. I want Kendrick to call J. Cole and them have a off the record conversation, you know, about what that is. Get along and let him know. Public, I got to, I got to take you down.
That's not
And it's all in fun.
That's why.
And come at me. Because we, listen, hip hop.
It don't need to be no conversation, all in fun. Why are we here?
Because we saw. So now we have to create.
Oh, my God. Y'all giving me Pau Gasol Charmin vibes. I'm sorry.
Man, listen.
Sorry.
Looking at them, it's like they were brothers, man. They're not Cain and Abel.
But
they're not Cain and Abel.
But they can still be brothers,
they
though.
They do. And then, like, dude, dude came and fell on the sword, and you're like, kneel, bend the knee. like I want to control.
Would Eminem apologize for this to anybody?
No. But they were different people. Okay, let's be real.
Did Nas ever apologize to Jay-Z?
No.
But these are like battle MCs. These kids ain't battle MCs. Like Eminem had to go ahead and fight against the fact that he was white in the hip hop space. You know how tough Eminem had to be
a freestyle champion. Nobody wants to go.
And then come out there.
Do you realize the only people that's tried to diss Eminem has been white?
Dude.
I've never heard of a black rapper, they knew
better.
They
heard Renegade.
Right.
They heard Renegade. Yeah.
Eminem is a problem.
They said, Renegade. Yeah. Once he did Renegade, it was a rap. He washed Jay on his own stuff. It was a rap after that. If he did that to Jay-Z, what do you have?
You know you're about to piss off all Jay-Z fans that's going to hear this,
he
right?
Though. He did that, though. He did that.
Everybody know Jay-Z has lost every rap battle.
We also know that people, you know, it's kind of like a Jordan fan. You know, Jordan fans and Hov fans are the same thing to me. Mm. I feel like you can't shake them. No matter any kinks in their armor, doesn't really matter. They still hold the GOAT title. Doesn't matter.
I'm a Jay-Z fan, and I do recognize him as the GOAT. I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to be real with you. At the same time, I do recognize that Ether is this craziest ever. To the point that he made, and I know he would probably bring up Super Ugly, but he made Jay-Z sound emotional. And that ain't Jay-Z. So that's what I'm saying. So I know I got you. You talking about, you bringing my baby mama up in here, you doing all kind of weird stuff now because you was talking to, you know, you braggadocious.
But
Jay-Z.
Y'all want people to call and apologize and then diss in public. That's crazy.
I'm saying no. We can't do that. We can't do that. Either you diss him or you don't diss him.
That's a fact.
But at the real, be honest with you, you wait for Drake. We waiting for Drake, dude. We waiting for Drake. Drake is the one that's literally got his nose ran in it.
I don't want to hear no crying singing. I'm sorry.
Well, he can't sing. But the thing about it, though, the problem is Drake just got to write two songs. He has to write two songs.
Mm-hmm.
He can't write one. He can't write the one that he thinks is going to destroy Kendrick because Kendrick threw the lob up. You know what I'm saying? That's what he did to him. He basically saying, I gave you 16 bars of just regular stuff, and it was so much to the point that I got everybody's attention. If you respond to this and you come at me too hard, then I have my hit 'em up. You know, I have my ether ready for you so I can then finish the job, destroy you, and then just leave no doubt. And it's not going to be this push or tea thing where, I don't know about it. Did he really beat him? He just brought up his, you know, that kind of like, hey, did pinch the tea? Push a tea beat him too. Okay, but at the same time, you know, we're going to go ahead and pretend like maybe, you know, he was just all gossip, whatever. Dude, no, it was all fair in love and war, right? So I'm just saying, it's just Drake has to be very careful. That's why he's taking his time with it, because if he does overplay his hand,
speaking of overplaying hands, did the Lakers even win?
Last time I checked.
Listen, Lakers, you know, Lakers lost. Lakers lost.
Did they really?
We're not even going to talk about it.
Wait a minute. Why?
We're not going to talk about it. It's Wednesday morning. You know, we're not going to talk about.
What happened?
Listen, what happened? It's Wednesday morning.
Can we find our
I don't want to talk about that. No, listen.
We should.
Tonight.
We should.
Putting us in a position.
Is Darvingham in a position? I don't know.
We should.
All right, so look. You know, today we always coming up to the end of the show. I have two out of bounds, but I can't do two. So I'm going to make a statement on one, and I think you all going to agree with me on that.
Let's do it.
And I'm going to make my out of bounds of something that we did not talk about that I think is kind of funny that we need to talk about real quick before we get over. So,
okay.
So my first out of bounds was, and I was going to say it up, but I ain't going to say it
so
up.
So this is the first out of bounds of
I'm not going to say it up. I'm just going to say this. Caitlin is not the GOAT. Okay, Christian Laettner is better than Caitlin because at least Christian Laettner went back-to-back championships. I don't care about the records, the numbers, all that type of stuff. She did not win the championship. Caitlin's not the GOAT. If y'all want to comment on that, y'all can. But here's my out of bounds right now. So, Pat, Stat Pat, you remember me. I got to tell the story because I was been looking at this story that's been circulating for about a week or so, with the whole show hire Tony thing, right? And when I was thinking about, when me and you, Stat Pat, we went to the Lakers, we went to watch a game inside of a Lakers suite. Yep. It was me and the boys. We all hung out. And when we were there, and then we saw a dead inside the suite.
You're lying.
Swear to God.
Oh my God.
So you're lying.
Listen to me. It was the first game. It was the first game of the season.
You talking about the dead mouse?
And it was a dead mouse. Swear to God. True story. It was a dead mouse.
No.
Listen. Don't we go add to it? We go add to it.
No.
Listen.
There was a dead mouse.
Hold on. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a dead mouse.
It was alive.
It was a live mouse.
Yeah, and it got stepped on.
The girl that stepped on it.
Now listen, we are in the Lakers. This is the reason why I'm telling this story. Y'all gonna understand.
It was a live mouse running
around. You're gonna understand why I'm telling this story in a minute.
First game of the
season. So we go, it's the first game of the season. We're hanging out. It's guys and girls, and you know, they wise and all that. We just chilling, we having fun.
Oh
and
my
then
God.
Somebody was like high heels when they stepped on this thing, we're like, oh my God, what did I just step on? And there was the dead mouse right there on the floor, right? And then we went out to go try to find the people, and they were like, huh. And then all of a sudden it went from huh to oh my God, right? And when I tell you that everybody was in this suite to oh my God, what would happen? And then they was offering food, liquor,
everything. It's a dead mouse
The women, I love the women because the women were like, we don't want to eat nothing. Like, just saw a mouse inside this. Statute of limitations over, that's why we can talk about it. Now, later on, maybe 30 minutes later, somebody else come in. We see a roach going up.
Swear to God.
This is what happened.
Promise you.
Now, listen.
I got pictures of both.
The reason we have pictures and video of both.
Promise
now,
you.
Listen. Let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. Let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. I'm bringing this up because right around third quarter, they came in there all apology. They was like, I'm sorry. you know, what can we do? We're going to have you guys come back to another game.
No, dude.
We're going to give you
they didn't ask about that.
A game?
They didn't talk about the jersey.
Yeah.
They just asked, they said, we're going to give you a jersey.
What can we do? What can we do to make this right? Whatever. What can we do? They kept asking, what can we do to make this right? And he said, we're going to give all you guys custom jerseys. Give us a player. It was the first year LeBron was on the team.
And AD, right?
And AD was on the team. They were like, tell us what jerseys you want. And we're going to give that to you. And we're going to let you guys come back to a game. And it was a sorry game, too. It was like going
That's
to
ridiculous.
Go watch. It was going to go watch. It was the sorry team now, like the Pelicans or something. Like, yeah. And yeah, y'all, we'll give y'all another suite at the Pelicans. And everybody, and they came in, they was trying to go, and they was trying to make everything right. And we was, and people was like, okay, yeah, you know, yeah, I'll take a jersey, whatever. And there was one guy in there. You know what he said? I don't know why we got to make a decision right now. I'm going to call y'all on Monday.
That's a fact.
I don't know why we making a decision. Why we got to go and accept anything right now?
It's a fact.
I'm going to call y'all on Monday, right? On Monday, he made a thing. We said, okay, cool. Get that guy. Now, he was like the union store. We can't get that guy's number. He going to handle it. Milwaukee had just won the championship that they said that we couldn't go to that game because it was a premium game. When we came back to that suite, we got jerseys. We got the Milwaukee Buck game. We got all you can. When I tell you it was all you can eat, Andrea, anything we wanted inside that suite and anywhere we walked, there. If we went to the concession, it was covered. If we went to the dessert lot, it was covered.
It should be.
We did not pay. Our parking was covered. Everything
it
was covered.
It should be.
Everything was laid out, right? And the main thing to that was we did not rush the judgment. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is because there was a ball hit over in Dodger Stadium. And when they hit that ball, Shohei Ohtani hit that ball out. And they go, and they took the husband and the wife. They separated them, and they said, hey, we ain't going to authenticate that ball. If you don't give it to us, what do you want? And she go and say, hey, are we going to give you two hats for it? She said, well, you got to give me a, you know, that's not enough. Give me a bat. They gave her a bat.
Separated
and conquered, and they gave her two hats and a bat, right? They gave her two hats and a bat, and she gave them the ball back, telling her they weren't going to authenticate that's a ball. But guess what's authenticating me? That TV coverage. Because guess what? It's on every channel. It's on every choose. I have a picture of me holding that ball when he knocked it out. Do I need your authentication? No, because I have a picture of me holding this ball when I get it. So now you guys want to go because you guys got the raw end of the deal because you did not hold off and wait and try to get season tickets, didn't try to get a picture with Ohtani. Now y'all want to go and talk about we got the wrong deal.
At least.
Hey, am I out of bounds to say that's your bad for giving it up and feeling pressure and you should learn from that experience not to do any hasteful moves?
Yeah. No, you 100% inbounds because it's like you said, I mean, just talking about our experience, the fact that we waited and then we got exactly everything we wanted and then some.
Right.
Because they understood what it was at stake.
Right.
Like, they got money to burn. The fact is, they're negotiating knowing that they can, whatever you say, we can match that and more. Let me just get this ball. How high you want to go, we'll go. As long as I'm in the millions, a few thousands, and maybe like you said, a season ticket, whatever. We going to make it reasonable. Maybe I give you all the hot games. Maybe I give you a couple suites this year. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to give you season tickets, but I can give you the Braves. I can give you, like, the Cubs. I can give you the Angels. I can give you the Yankees if we play them. You know what I'm saying? I can give you all these big-name teams for this ball. But bat? And two hats.
But that's they bad, right?
Who's that? Who bad?
The girl.
Yes, of course. But the thing is, no, is they're bad on so many levels. The fact that you were in a Dodger Stadium and not know the value of an Ohtani
ball. Why did you
ball,
let them separate you from your husband?
Dude, for real.
And come to a conclusion.
Why are you as a woman like, where my husband at?
I would have.
Easily.
First and foremost, I don't need to because I know better than this anyway. But however, like, it's so much more. But it speaks to where we are. They're going to try and lowball you first to see what they can get away
exactly.
with. So at the beginning, you should know, I'm not making that decision. I think you're completely inbounds. I would have been asking for dugout tickets.
Yeah.
I don't care who they play, to be honest with you. I just want to be in the dugout.
Yeah.
I want to meet Ohtani myself.
Yep.
And I want an autographed jersey. And I want the jersey for free from the gift store that I can go get right now. Okay?
You still...
There
you,
we go.
You still too low. You know what I would ask for? I would have a full uniform. I would have the cleats. I would have the pants.
What?
I would have the jersey.
Where are you wearing the cleats?
Listen, I would have had a full Ohtani. It may not be from that game, but them the whole Dodger uniform from the cleats to the pants.
Where are we wearing the cleats?
Listen, I'm taking game worn. I want that game worn jersey.
You want to get an authenticated?
I want that game worn Ohtani jersey from the pants.
So you can get authenticated.
Okay, you want this ball? I want a game worn uniform, head to toe. I want the cleats. I want the stirrups. I want the jersey at the top. This man said, I want
reparations.
Man, listen.
That's ridiculous.
And I want to be right there. I want to be every time they throw the pitcher to the catcher, I want y'all to see my face because that's what my
This man is milking. Right,
that's what I'm getting.
So, look, like, when it comes to, like, you know, those negotiations, they have to do what they call, an open extreme. So that's how you negotiate. So you push, like you said.
And you call
you
me.
You push it out.
You call
because,
me.
Like you said, they're going to lowball you anyway. Mm-hmm. So the open extreme is basically you push it, I won't see the tickets. You got to come down from that. Because if you took it, I'm like, damn, they gave me season tickets. I kind of went too small. You know what I'm saying to me? Sold. Give me the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, sold. But if you say season ticket and it drop down, the best you're going to get is going to be some games. Like you said, maybe a game in the dugout. One game in the dugout is cheaper than season tickets.
Listen
you know
me.
What I'm saying? So they could go ahead and get you. But that way, they won't give you a whole jersey, dog. I don't even know what you think.
Cleats? Where are you wearing the cleats?
They're either going to give you cleats or the jersey. But they're going to give you his boy's pants.
This is what I'm telling you.
You might as well ask for his boxers.
What the hell? You said the jock. I said the boxers, bro.
Hey,
what I'm asking for.
Sign the jock.
Hey, I'm going to make sure this is clear. What I'm asking for.
And I'm aware.
What I'm asking for has to get approval. It has to be approval. Whoever I'm talking to cannot approve what they're giving me. Because that person's too low.
You got to hit him.
I mean,
you gotta hit him up.
Like, why?
You gotta hit him.
If you really think about it, if I say I want a game worn uniform, that's not that dude. They play 182 games. I only want one.
I think the jersey is fine, but
no, I want the pants too.
I understand the pants are fine too,
and
but
the
I think you, yeah, I think you're going too far with the cleats and the jock strap. You're doing too much,
man. Listen,
look, dude,
we already said you're inbound.
Wait a minute, I just want to say this one thing, and
I'm offending y'all asking.
If the couple that comes to the Dodger Stadium and they are Dodger fans,
yeah.
They should know that Ohtani hasn't hit a home run yet. So if he hits this home run, it is the first home run in the Dodgers. Like,
Do you know how much money that ball is worth?
Exactly my point.
You feel me?
That's going why I want to turn. That's going. Going
I don't want going cleats.
In, well, going into the game.
I don't want cleats for that.
You want game worn cleats that are signed?
No, I'll take the jersey and the pants.
100%. Game worn cleats that are signed by Ohtani?
But the ball would be signed.
No, the ball is not signed. It's just.
Well, I'm holding on to that damn ball.
If I get game worn cleats that are signed,
then I'm gonna hold on to the ball.
No, I'm holding on to that. That dude's going to be.
Ohtani gonna have to come to me because I'm not gonna give him the ball. If I can't, if you're saying that the ball signed by Ohtani.
There's no negotiation. I'm walking home with the ball. We're not talking.
I don't have to give you this ball.
Yeah,
I don't.
My number, right? I'm gonna give you my number.
Like you said with the Lakers situation.
Yeah.
Oh well, then they have
to. Monday.
Well, then at that point, they can just come up with a number to pay me out. Then, to be honest.
Right. Because what are we doing here?
Because they know if I leave, it's gone.
It's not coming back.
It's like a timeshare.
I'm playing with house money. I literally
like a timeshare.
You're absolutely right. Because here's the thing about that. If I take that ball home, they don't know if that's the same ball.
Exactly.
So they
once you
right
leave
then.
With the ball, that's it.
They need it right then. And so because y'all need it right there, I need the
ball. Okay, I changed my mind.
Show,
I want the ball. Never mind. I want the ball.
I need to show eye and tiny uniform. I have to get something comparable. Because guess what? That ball is worth $100,000, but a game worn, autograph, jersey, pants.
It's gonna be worth the same.
That's comparable.
Mm-hmm.
That's comparable. Come on now.
All right. Then this is how you do it. I would say then if you get the ball, then I'll give you the ball, but I got to have something extra, and I got to have the cleats.
I'm having the uniform.
No, no, no. You're not going to get this jersey.
Okay.
You're not going to get a,
you ain't
you're
get the
gonna,
ball.
You're not going to get the Listen, game. You're not going to get the game worn jersey of his first home run with the Dodgers. You're not going to get
I'm not
you,
for that.
The cleats. You can better with
that.
The cleats.
I'm not asking for the one that he wore in the day.
I'm trying to get that.
Give
I need something. What are we doing here?
Listen. No, I get you, Steph. I want something from the day
from
that
the
he
day
hit
you
it.
Have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I need from the day that you
I need something replaced.
Yeah, to replace
that literally signifies today.
If you need the ball, cool. But I need something he wore when he hit this ball.
Or the bat.
He signed the bat.
He ain't going to give the bat.
But that's the same thing. He's not going to give you the bat. Yeah. He's not going to give you the
So I ain't going to give you the ball.
So you got to give
no,
me those
no.
shoes.
I'll
I need those shoes.
A, what I'm telling you is I'll take a jersey from or a uniform from another game.
No.
It just got to be game one.
No, it got to be that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, after that conversation, that. Now it, I done, right. I done revisit. It's got to be.
So anyway,
we both ain't walking out where we want.
Real quick, we got to go. Yes or no, y'all agree that Caitlin Clark is not the GOAT?
That is correct.
Okay. Not the GOAT.
I'm old enough to know that there was a person named Cheryl Miller that walked this earth.
Right.
That's still alive.
There's a Breonna Taylor also.
Yeah.
There's a Maya Moore.
So I just want to make, all right, cool.
There's a Candace Parker.
Yeah, all right.
We can keep going.
Yeah.
There's a Diana Taurasi, but keep going.
There's a Cheryl Swoops.
Rebecca Lopez.
Listen, we can keep going, dude.
Yo. I just want to make sure.
Cynthia Cooper. We got goats.
I just want to make sure. Okay. So, hey, Andrea, please don't take this long to come back and holler at us. We love you. Thank you for coming through. It was been fun. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Us.
Thank you. I had so fun, much fun. I missed
fun,
you guys.
Man.
I really did.
It was fun, man.
Stat Pat, man.
Yeah, sure.
You know, great show. Hey, we're going to see you guys next week. Tune in. In Fading Television, we're going to be covering the WNBA Sparts.
Heavy.
We got Sparts Weekly coming up. And we're going to be coming to the draft party. So tune in to Infinity Television. We're going to see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.